I believe this world is possible. That's the opening to a song titled Rise, Children, Rise to Peace. It is sung by the Nye Syrian Children's Choir. The group is based in Canada, and it's made up of children between the ages of 6 and 15, all of them Syrian refugees.
And that's why the group is not performing at this week's Serenade Choral Festival here in Washington.
It's just too much risk for children's choir to take.
That's Faye Tung. She's referring to the Trump administration's travel ban on some Muslim-majority countries, including Syria. She manages the group.
We knew that travel ban is still in effect, and there are so many issues going on right now, and it's just impossible for us to pass the border without major issues.
So instead, they submitted a video. Classical Movements, the festival organizer, wanted to help get the choir into the U.S., but understood the risks. Nita Helm is the organization's president.
The world has such fantastic culture and so much to give in terms of music and the power of all these languages. And we wanted this choir to come because of friendship, because we wanted to welcome them, and we wanted them to gain from what this festival is about.
The free festival showcases choirs from around the world. The goal is to educate both the singers and audiences about different cultures. Faye Tung with the Syrian Children's Choir in Canada says she hopes that one day they'll be able to perform in the U.S.
Whenever the immigration policy become more tolerant and our kids' safety and their well-being can be guaranteed, we definitely want to come. We love our neighbors south of the border. We love to sing for them.
For now, they'll sing on video at the Serenade Festival's finale. That is Sunday at the Kennedy Center.
This is NPR News.